I am Catherine Lanford, joined by Femi Okeh, and we're in this morning for John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji. A U.S. warship is monitoring a small lifeboat in the Horn of Africa where Somali pirates are holding the captain of an American-registered cargo ship. Negotiations for his release are going on right now. It is the latest, of course, in a story with dramatic twists and turns. Yesterday, the pirates hijacked the ship, the first American ship to be so taken, and then the crew took it back. The New York Times' Jeffrey Gettleman has been following the story from East Africa and joins us now. Jeffrey, what is the latest?
The latest is this crazy situation where you have this lifeboat bobbing in the middle of the Indian Ocean with a couple pirates on board and this American captain being held hostage. And meanwhile, you have a Navy flotilla steaming to the scene. They have the pirates surrounded, and this lifeboat, I don't even think the engine works on it, so it's not quite clear where the pirates can go.
I was going to say, what happens when the convoy reaches the lifeboat?
Well, you know, these pirates have continuously surprised me with their audacity. And, you know, you would think that they would just give up and try to give up the hostage and secure their own safe passage out of there. But who knows? They may force a standoff where they're going to be surrounded, but they're going to say, "Don't you make a move, or we're going to kill this captain."
You know,
because they are armed and they have him in this little boat. So you know, it's kind of their card to play. And in the past, they've shown quite impervious to pressure and have continued to hijack ships and get million-dollar ransoms, even though there are dozens of nations now involved in trying to crack down on piracy.
You know, speaking of audacity, the fact that they went after an American ship, this is the first American ship to be taken by pirates in a couple of centuries. How does that change the rules of the game here?
Well, I think that's going to provoke a heavier response and more questions back in Washington once this is resolved about what to do. I mean, we have seen this problem escalate since September, when a Ukrainian freighter packed with weapons was seized by pirates, Somali pirates, and they held the ship for nearly 5 months and ended up getting $3 million. And so many people say how outraged they are that these bandits, you know, and basically little dinghies with rocket-propelled grenades are able to threaten the world shipping industry. But in reality, not that much has been done since this really became a big problem. So my thinking is we're going to see some more action, but the facts on the ground are right now, if they have this guy hostage in a lifeboat and they're armed, you can't really force it, or they could kill the guy and go down in flames. That's not really their pattern. Their pattern is not to harm the hostages and just to get the money and release their captives relatively unharmed, but if they're pushed and they're cornered, who knows what they're going to do.
Jeffrey, this is Femi Okeh here. You're covering the story for the New York Times in East Africa. So how close are you being able to get to the pirate side of the story?
It's tough right now. I have interviewed many pirates before, and during this whole Ukrainian episode where they had the ship full of weapons, I spoke to these guys quite frequently. The problem is we don't know right now which group of pirates has this captain, who's responsible for this raid. They're still out at sea. So it's hard for me to, I can't talk to them. I am developing some information on the ground about who, which group might be involved. And as soon as we know that, we'll publish that in the Times, and we'll try to, talk to these guys and see what their plans are. But right now, we're calling all of our contacts, and we're not getting much.
Now, Jeffrey, maybe we should remind people why it is that there are so many Somali pirates.
Well, the country has not had a central government since 1991. Somalia really is a basket case. It is the archetype of a failed state. It's a place that is ruled by the gun. It's fragmented into dozens of little fiefdoms. Right now, there's a war going on between different Islamic groups that are fighting each other for control. Thousands of people have been killed in the past few years. Many efforts have been tried to stand up a government. The U.S. got involved in 1993 and 1994. That didn't work. It ended in the infamous Black Hawk Down episode. So Somalia has really kind of foiled all the world's good efforts for the past 17, 18 years to help it. And part of the one of the symptoms of this failed state is piracy, because you have all these people up and down the coast, and Somalia has a really long coastline, something like 1,800 miles. You have all these people unemployed along this really long coast that are now trying to figure out new ways to make money, and
right.
one of them is to go out into the middle of the ocean and hijack ships.
Okay, Jeffrey, we have to wrap this up, but very quickly, there's an AP bulletin now that says that the FBI has been called in by the Navy with hostage negotiators. In a few seconds, the FBI with Somali pirates? How's that going to work?
Because they need somebody to talk. They need somebody from law enforcement to talk, the captors into releasing their hostages. So that makes perfect sense. It's not really a military thing now. It's just trying to talk these guys out of it. They have the force there, but
okay.
That's not going to be what resolves it.
Jeffrey, thanks for making time to talk to us. We'll keep following this story. That's Jeffrey Gettleman. He is in East Africa covering the Somali pirates holding a member of a U.S. crew in a small lifeboat. We'll keep you apprised.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.